This morning's scripture reading is taken from the book of Galatians, first chapter, verses 1 through or 6 through 12. Galatians 1, 6 through 12. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we were, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
We appreciate more than we can say the presence of each of you here today. We're so happy that you have decided to come out and be with us. We have several visitors in our audience, which is sort of characteristic of us. And we want you to know that you're just as welcome as you can be. If you are not a member of the Churches of Christ and you have questions, please do not hesitate to ask them. We will be ready and willing to take as much time as you desire to answer your questions. There was a dear old sister over at Fairmont, West Virginia, who used to say, "If anyone criticizes any of my children, I keep it to myself. But if someone compliments one of them, I take action immediately to let them know about it." I've always thought that was a pretty good plan. When you hear a compliment, pass it on. The other evening, Shirley and I were talking to the lady up at the school building who was trying to sell us pictures. And before we got around to that, we talked about several things. And she said, "I want to tell you something. Maybe you'll be interested in it." She said, "In the years that I've worked for Olin Mills, we have done pictures for hundreds of churches, some big, some small. But we have never done pictures for one as kind as your people are. And in these years, I have never been asked about the condition of my soul by anyone but a member of your church." She said the other evening, a lady came in. We sat down to begin to talk. I was thinking about selling pictures. She was thinking about my soul. And said, she said to me, "Are you a Christian?" And she said, "Well," I replied, "that I attended a church," and she told the name of the church, "not far from her home." And the lady said, "I would love for you to become a Christian. And in the town near where you live, there is a congregation of the Church of Christ, and I want to invite you to attend there." So, who says you can't do missionary work while someone's trying to sell you something? This morning we're going to continue a lesson that we began last week, which we have entitled The Two Gospels of Galatians. And if we're continuing this week, the one we began last week, then we're on number two, aren't we? When the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the churches of Galatia, and it was a circulatory letter to pass through many churches, he wrote them of two gospels. He did this because conditions had arisen in the churches of Galatia that caused him to marvel, as we learn from our reading by our brother this morning in chapter 1 and verse 6. The question was, were they going to accept a perverted gospel or the certified gospel or the gospel made known by God? Last time, we pointed out that it was a matter of concern to the old apostle due to the fact that it does make a difference what one believes. It even makes a difference what one hears preached. From the fourth chapter of the great book of Mark and verse 24, we read these words from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself. He said, "Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you